Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And Matthew 9:36 says what? But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. How many of you realize that if we had not found a loving shepherd, we would not be here today? Somebody came to look for us. Is that not the case? Somebody has cared for us. That is why we are in the house of God today. So out of us are also going to, we are going to rise up to become loving shepherds. Isn't it? People who go to look for sheep. What are the duties of a shepherd? Huh? To pray, to visit, to counsel, to interact, to feed, to gather. Isn't it? I'm sure we all know by now, we all know shabby shepherding, isn't it? Must go out of our lives, isn't it? Yeah, we are not shabby shepherds. We are loving, caring shepherds. How many of you know what shabby shepherding is? That it must go. All right. Has it gone out of you? Are you loving shepherds? If we ask for a testimony from your sheep, would they say you are a loving shepherd? Or you are an uncaring shepherd? Wow. Loving shepherd. Bishop Saki used to tell us the story of the guy who was leading some sheep, and he was beating the sheep along the way. And somebody asked him that, why are you beating the sheep? Are you not a shepherd? And he said, no, I am a butcher. I believe we are not butchers, isn't it? Number nine. What is number nine? Rise of what? Prophets who build mega churches. Rise of prophets. Ezra 5:2. Is that the right scripture? Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jozadak and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. All right? So you can see that there are many wonderful things that we are going to become. The Bible says in Acts that they were prophets and teachers. So you can have a combination. All right? Prophets who build churches. Number 10 is what? Rise of what? Rise of children who are ready to build. Jeremiah 1:7. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, but for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Hallelujah. So we are not to say that we are not children. All right, we know things, isn't it? Yeah, we know things. Children that are ready to build. And the young people, many young people are going to follow you. Oh, you are going to be a shining star wherever you are. Many people are going to look up to you. At your tender age, somebody will call you our pastor, our pastor. Receive it.
Receive it.
Oh, I say receive it.
Receive it.
We are going to build a double mega missionary church. All right. So number 11 is what? A rise of combo ministry of prophets and teachers. That's what I said earlier. Acts 13. And there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. So you have a desire to be something spiritual. You understand? You can see that they didn't say they were ashes and then airport stars. You must aspire for the highest office in the church. Prophets and teachers. Somebody who teaches. Somebody. A combo ministry. How many of you are going to be prophets and teachers? Prophets and teachers. Number 12. A rise of what? Prosperity. That will build the cities of God. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. A rise of prosperity. God is going to prosper us. As a God is going to prosper us. As a God is going to prosper us. The money that is needed to build all the cathedrals is going to come right from here. God is going to give us better jobs. We shall serve and he shall bless. Oh, say we shall serve and he shall bless. Yes, God will prosper us. Yeah, we are the ones God is going to use to channel money into his house. One of these days, your current salary will become your tithe very soon. You'll be able to give $10,000 with ease. You'll be able to build a church by yourself and say, I want to donate a church. My city's true prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Number 13. There shall be a rise of what? Of those who do well. Isn't it? Yeah. Rise of those who do well. Oh, is that not the rise one? Sorry? Rise of people who do well. All right? Okay? You do well when you have God's church in your heart. Yeah. When you have a vision for serving God, your life goes very well. Yeah. I'm glad that I'm serving God. I'm glad that I chose this path. It has put a lot of things that I would have gone off course on a good path for my life. And the earlier you start, the better it is. So I believe that God will make us do well. People will envy you. I am on my old school thread. You can see that many of the people there, I mean, they are not serving God. 50-year-old men. I mean, I've exited the thread many times, but they always say, oh, please come back, because these are old men who put pictures, nonsense pictures, every Friday. I don't know whether you're also on such groups. And I've threatened them then, but I can see that once in a while, one of them will inbox me on the side. Charlie Bishop, you for pray for me, Charlie. I need help. Say, with Charlie, what you do with the envy? It means that what you are doing, we can see that your life is better than our life. As they post pictures of meeting and drinking. Oh, it's a good place to put your hand. You do well. Yeah. People that used to despise you will celebrate you. People that used to laugh at you for going to church, one day they will come and see you and say, you have chosen the right path. As you serve the Lord, you will do very, very well. In every area of your life, you will do better than your contemporaries. You do well. Number 14. Arise of those who overcome obscurity. Isn't it? Isaiah 58:10. And if thou shalt draw out thy soul, the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. You know, once you start to shine, nobody can hide you. You'll come out of obscurity. You'll be recognized. You see, when we watch the documentary of prophet, you see presidents. Yeah, presidents. He meets presidents like to meet him. Yeah. Like one president said, to what do I owe this honor? Yeah. Today you may not be known, but as you serve the Lord, you'll be known. As you serve the Lord, you'll be recognized. As you serve the Lord, you will come out of obscurity. Oh, in your family, you'll be the shining star in your family. Your mother will be proud of you. Your father will be proud of you. They will use you to advise young people. They will use you at the reference point. Wow. And one day people will name their children after you. Your aunties and uncles will name their children after you. You rise out of obscurity. Number 15, rise of shining stars. Star is something that is high and it shines. It's giving light. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is rising upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory. All these islands, where are the islands again? Yeah. The whole world. The Bible says the whole world lieth in darkness. You are one of those who is going to bring light to one of these places. Look at the islands and just see that you are the one that is going to be a shining light, a shining star. The people that are in darkness in these islands have seen a great light, and that light is you. Oh, you're amen. Oh, you don't want to be the light in this island. I say you are the light in New Caledonia. You are the light in Guam. You are the light in Tonga. You are the light in Fiji. You are the light in Cook Island. You are the light in American Samoa. You are the light in Samoa. You are the light in Tuvalu. Because of you, the darkness that is in these islands will be dispersed by the light. Yeah. That is in you. You know, one day you look back and say, with my one small talent, last week I celebrated my 50th, 2 weeks ago, my 50th birthday, and the people, and I was surprised. It makes you, but I was surprised because so many people were seeing, giving testimonies, and you know, and normally I'm not a crying type, but it was very emotional as people were describing their lives. People were telling, they were on drugs. People were saying they were lesbians. People were sharing testimonies that they were on their way to prison, you know. And I said, wow, it's really great to be a missionary. May you be the shining star that is bringing light to an island somewhere. Number 16, the rise of prayer for Jesus. You may take your seat. Just three more. Rise of anointed builders. Wow. Our Father is a builder. May that anointing also come upon you. I say, may that anointing also come upon you. One day may we see a structure that you have built. And as you build the house of God, God will give you the grace to build your own house also. Can I have an amen? The rise of those who do what? Rise of those whose mouths are attached to build. Number 18, the rise of favored ones. Favored ones. Psalm 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. This come marks a turnaround in your life. I have never attended a camp with our prophet that something didn't happen to me. Something fantastic didn't. Each camp, why would you think that I've flown all the way to be here? Because it is a time of fire. It is a time of every visitation of our Father changes our lives. And you are not going back the same, definitely. Number 19, there shall be a rise of multiplied men. And I will multiply men upon you and all the house of Israel and even all of it. Number 20, a rise of flocks of men. Flocks of men. 21, a rise of those who consider their ways and build God's house. How many are going to be builders of God's house? Consider your ways. Think about what you are using your life for. Whilst you are young, look at the great opportunity we have been given to do something that is of real value. Everything you see in Australia one day to be useless, but it is only the house of God that has any eternal value. Number 22, rise of rocks. 23, there shall be a rise of saviors. How many of you are going to be a savior of men? May many people be saved through your ministry. May you have a real soul winner's heart. May people give testimonies about how their lives changed when they met you. May you be like Philip. He went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. I think one of your best books will be How to Preach Salvation. How to Preach. It's become my favorite book. How to Preach Salvation. 24. There shall be a rise of witnesses, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part. Lift up the banners for the uttermost parts of the earth. Next year, by this time, you will be in one of these islands. You will be a soul winner on one of these islands. You have a mega church on one of these islands. And finally, there shall be a rise of faithful ones, loyal children, constant, unchanging. No, don't let anybody take your place. Next year, may you still be here serving the Lord. Not that we'll hear that you are backslidden. May you be grounded. May you be rooted. May you be reliable. May you be dependable. May you be constant. May you always be the same, full of zeal, full of fire, and serving the Lord. Put your hands together.
Wow. He said it's 50 years, but it looks like 21. Clap your hands for the Lord.
Beautiful.
Well, it's a blessing. The camp is coming to an end shortly. Yeah. It's a miracle that people, young people like you, are sad when church is ending. It's a miracle. People like you, your type, are in the nightclubs. God has worked on your heart.
Clap your hands for the Lord that you love God and you love church. Amen.
Desire to be in the house of God is inside of you. You rise and become like David. Amen.